From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. As Libyan forces continue to crack down on anti-government protesters, Muammar Gaddafi is accusing al-Qaeda of fueling the uprising. In a phone call to state television, Gaddafi says Osama bin Laden is exploiting the young people through drugs and other means. But many Libyans appear to be dismissing Gaddafi's latest message as a sign of trouble for the longtime leader. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says she's been hearing that a lot from residents of Benghazi, which is now largely under the control of the opposition.
People here are talking about the fact that Muammar Gaddafi apparently released a tape of his voice speaking, and they say that that's a sign that he is in great distress, the fact that he hasn't even appeared on television but released a tape from some secret location. And what senior army commanders are telling me in Benghazi is that they believe Muammar Gaddafi is on the run, moving from house to house so that his location won't be pinpointed.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. The unrest in Libya is pushing world oil and gasoline prices ever higher. As NPR's Paul Brown tells us, there are several reasons why.
Libya accounts for just 2% of world oil output. If that's the case, why are oil prices spiking? Energy analysts say it's partly because Libyan oil is the type most prized for making gasoline and diesel fuel. Holly Pattinton of Business Monitor International says oil traders also worry that political instability and oil output cutbacks could spread to producers such as Algeria.
Then we could see another huge ramp up in prices, and they could well start testing the record levels that they hit in July 2008.
Pattinton says that right now a lot of anxiety about what might happen is priced into the oil and gasoline markets. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors is boasting a more than $500 million boost in the fourth quarter, and as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, $4.7 billion in earnings for all of last year.
Profit-wise, GM hasn't done this well since 1999. That was the year the SUV was king. But 2010 was the year when GM returned to the New York Stock Exchange, and its banner car, the electric Chevy Volt, won a slew of Car of the Year awards. Rebecca Lindland is with IHS Automotive. She says GM is on the road to recovery, but
it's changed a lot, but I don't know that it's done a complete 180 and that all their internal cultural problems are solved yet.
GM's fourth quarter profit was down from previous quarters. The company says that's because of expenses from launching two new vehicles. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points or more than 0.5% at 12,041, and the NASDAQ was down slightly at 2722. You're listening to NPR News. Fueling hope for a rebound in job growth, first-time unemployment claims are dropping. The Labor Department says a less volatile four-week average of applications has fallen to 402,000, its lowest level in more than 2.5 years. Nearly half of those taking a new poll are not sure about the status of the country's health care overhaul. And NPR's Julie Rovner says the poll also reveals efforts to defund the law that was passed last year running into considerable resistance, even among those who want to see the measure repealed.
According to the monthly tracking poll by the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation, more than 20% of people think the health law has actually been repealed, and another 26% aren't sure. In fact, despite the House vote to repeal the measure in January, the Senate remains firmly supportive of the law, and President Obama has vowed to veto any repeal bill. That pretty much assures that the law will remain in place for at least the next 2 years. The poll also found a large majority, more than 60%, disapproves of efforts to defund the law. The House voted to do that last week. But even those who would like to see the measure repealed said taking away funding is, quote, not the way our government should work. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A large turnout is expected at Florida's Cape Canaveral this afternoon for Shuttle Discovery's final space launch. Its mission is to take 6 crew members, a humanoid robot, and supplies to the International Space Station. Discovery was previously scheduled to go up last November, but engineers detected a hydrogen fuel leak and cracks in the fuel tank that NASA's team says are now fixed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.